And we'll do a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have you all had a chance to review last year's minutes?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I don't see any need for me to read them as long as everybody has read them. Are there any questions? No?
No.
Okay. I make a motion to accept the minutes.
I second that motion.
Okay, that's passed. And there's no corrections, nobody had any corrections? Okay, all right, just want to be sure.
Not the ones as presented.
Okay, wonderful. The roadmaster's salary, to my knowledge, Gary has not addressed to have anything changed as far as his salary goes. His salary was set, I'm trying to remember exactly when that was, it was quite a few years ago, at $20,000 a year for a roadmaster. If you do ever need a copy of his job description, you could always pick that up here at the Township Building. Shahan would be happy to forward that to you. Or we do set that salary, so just so you're aware.
I do have a question for
yes.
this particular.
Mm-hmm.
So for the roadmaster, do we have to set that every year, or if there's no changes, does it just carry over from the previous year?
It carries over from the previous year. We have not made any change to that. We could probably look back in minutes and find out exactly when that was set. It was set quite a few years back, and
probably 19.
Yeah,
19.
Yeah, and I think Gary was asking for the yearly salary and the health insurance benefits that came with that package. So he has not asked for anything in addition to that since that has been set. So that does carry over year to year unless he presents to us, you know, something, you know, that he's asking for more money or a change in that salary. Okay? So that will stay the same at $20,000 a year. The treasurer's bond, did everybody have a chance to review that?
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. So I make a motion to accept the treasurer's bond.
I second that motion.
Okay, that's passed.
I did have a small question. It's
sure.
unrelated to the acceptance of the bond, but the bond is for $500,000 and the budgets sometimes are slightly over. I understand it's like for specifically like the amount of control, so like it's okay if it's slightly over, but do we anticipate the budgets going larger enough to increase the bond?
Not to my knowledge, I don't think. That probably would be a question possibly for the supervisors, maybe. I don't know. We can address that with the supervisors and see if we can get an answer to that.
It seems sufficient for now, so.
Yes. But in the future, if need be. Okay, so we can have that checked. Okay, and then maybe Shahana, then you would be able to let all of us know through an email, possibly.
So I'm informing the supervisors about this discussion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because I've never known, is that set by them? that amount?
Yes, they set it.
They set the amount, right? Okay, because I didn't think it would be the actual people doing the audit. It would be the supervisors. Okay. So we'll check with them, and then Shahana will email all of us to let us know what their decision is. So basically, we're asking going forward, if need be, if that amount, who would make the decision? That's your actual question, right? Who would make the decision of increasing that amount?
Yeah, that's the actual question. Thank you.
Okay, the other thing that was in the minutes was Bob DiLorenzo, his pay for snow plowing. He is a working supervisor, so anything that he does over and above what he's paid for as a supervisor, and he is paid as a sewage officer, and that is on a commission. So we don't need to set those particular rates. But the snow plowing, I was just informed that for a CDL license, which Bob does have, because we set the salary at $21 per hour, and I'm asking to make a motion to raise that to $25 to be equal to the other people that have CDL licenses that are doing snow plowing. He is not necessarily called in all the time, only as needed, you know, as an additional person to help with snow plowing.
I think I had a question about this last year, and he wasn't called in at all last year, but there's been more snow this year. Has he been needed to be called in?
No.
No, not at this point.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so I make a motion to make that equal to the rest of the CDL licensed people that we do have, to raise his pay to $25 an hour.
And I second that motion.
Okay. All in agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll also keep that to... that if there are any other duties that he is assigned that he's not being paid for, like I said, supervisor or as a sewage officer, if there's something that we would need during the year to come back in and set a pay rate for that, as it states in the minutes from last year, we need to include that again for this year, that we would be called back in to review whatever those duties are and set a pay rate for that. Okay?
Makes sense.
Okay, and other than that, I think that there's no public, so we don't have any public participation. I don't think we need an executive meeting unless... anybody has any other questions that hopefully I may be able to answer, or we would definitely get an answer. All set? Okay. So, Patrick, then you would be interested then in chairing for next year?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the procedures and things like that, I think.
Right.
So, yeah.
Good. Very good. So I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second that motion.
Okay, all in favor. Have a good year.